And we are back on the Tay and the Tam show.
We're back.
We are back, baby. So yeah, like we were saying, Cease ass dead wrong. He know he dead wrong. And for you to be a man with a brand, this is your business. And for you to sit your ugly ass on TV every week hollering, I built this, I made this, no, you... They helped you make it.
Right.
Now, I can't speak for Puma and, you know, Oh Shit, but I can definitely speak for Sky and Donna. Those are the ones that have been the most loyal and have remained loyal to him. And he smacks them in the face every time. So, yeah, Donna and Alex, we are here for y'all getting your own show. Sky, we are here for you getting your own show. And leave that man where the chips may fall.
Well, you know, I think it'll be better if they all got a show together. That will really show scenes how they can cross them without him.
Yeah.
But I think from the way that the editing is going and the way production is presenting everything, I firmly believe that Sky is getting her own show. I noticed that Sky's in Miami now. Melanie's in Florida. Yeah, it's the makings of a spinoff. So hopefully it will happen.
I hope so. Yeah.
Hopefully it will happen. Are you going to continue to watch every week?
I would definitely continue to watch.
Yeah, because I need somebody to go ahead and beat Season Teddy's ass. So, yeah, I'm going to watch.
I want somebody to beat their ass, but I feel like if somebody whooped their ass, it would have to be from the Chicago cast.
Van?
Because I feel like you have some competition. I feel like you'll have some competition with those guys over there, because, you know, she's like to fight them dudes that's like 100 pounds.
Yeah, but you know what? I think he would never get out of pocket with them because he already know that Ryan and all of them may fall out, but if one person tests one of them, they with the shits. So
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah,
they ain't gonna never walk that wild.
Absolutely. Well, we're gonna keep watching on that.
Yep, we will. So what's next time?
We're gonna go ahead and talk about Chrisette Michelle. Can baby girl make a comeback? What you feel about that?
I was reading an article today about could she possibly come back? And, you know, it's going to be enough for me because the article couldn't even hold my attention, let alone her career. So, you know, Chrisette lost me when she showed her entire ass on R&B Divas.
Me too. Yeah, that's what turned me off of her.
Yeah, so, you know, the...
I didn't like the Shantae hate. I went here for it. Her and Lil Mo.
Exactly. And so, I mean, now look at them. Shantae is still, you know, making music. And I love her new albums, by the way. And Lil Mo.
I got to check that out. I haven't heard it.
Yeah, she did a dope Christmas album last year. Check that out, too.
Okay.
But Lil Mo is somewhere, I think, pregnant again. And I don't know what she's doing. Oh, she's on marriage boot camp, acting up. And
yes, I can't wait. I got to be tuned in for that one, too.
We do. I saw the first couple of minutes.
Because I know they got Soja and Nia and Fizz and Tiffany.
Wow. Yeah, this is going to be something.
Yeah.
All these fake couples.
Fake couples, exactly.
Right.
They don't want nothing to do with each other.
Right. They can't even, like, film together and convince, let alone, you know, pull a show off. So that will be great. But great and messy. But, And you know, Lil Mo lost her job defending Chrisette, and Chrisette can't defend herself. Like, I don't. What do you think?
Look,
can she come back after all of the backlash? Out of all the backlash, out of you know, the
I think what mainly turned people off with her is the whole Trump thing. Mm-hmm. So based on that, I don't know if she could come back. Like, I want her to because, you know, Chrisette got a few bops, you know, that I'm still bopping to. So I do, in retrospect, I do hope that she can come back and do something great. But unfortunately, I just don't know if the people are checking for her. We'll see. The jury's out on that. We'll see. We'll see.
And let's not forget, after she did the Trump thing, she also had an incident online where she apparently had I think she had a miscarriage. And
wow, I didn't.
She posted the picture. It wasn't a picture of her let me make sure I get it right. It was a picture, but it wasn't a picture of her. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And everyone took it as an ultrasound of hers, and it wasn't her ultrasound. And she used it to announce a miscarriage. And so, you know, she got dragged to the mud for that, too. So, Chrisette.
Lord.
And then she's also, the last time I checked, she was married. She was engaged to the guy that sued her a couple years ago.
Oh, Lord.
I don't understand. I just want her to go ahead and go on Fix My Life and go from there.
Yeah.
Get her back.
Hopefully, you know. Ayanna can, you know, give her some assistance.
We can only hope. We all know Trump's not going to help her. But anyway.
So let me just take this time. I want to, because we got to talk about these good old playlists. So currently right now in my playlist, I need y'all to check out my homegirl, Brooke Valentine from Love & Hip Hop, her new EP.
Her new EP is titled Sip.
And we need y'all to download.
Right. It is awesome. She has a great collab with Bridget Kelly. It's called Swear to God.
Love
it's definitely
song.
Definitely a bop. And my favorite song on the whole, you know, EP is Rewind. But every single song, you can tell she put her heart and soul in. She's also a writer. So it's awesome.
Yes. I want my girl to win because I love me some Brooke. I've always been a fan. So do your thing, girl.
Somebody from the Love & Hip Hop franchise besides K. Michelle and Cardi actually released some good music.
Right.
So,
I'm here for it.
I'm definitely here for it.
We are
but
here.
Before we go, we want to tell everybody happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate, happy to you. And we hope that you guys enjoy the holidays, get you some rest, you know, take your time, enjoy your family, and please don't forget to check up on everyone. For some people, the holidays is a really trying time.
Absolutely.
And, please, you know, check on the quiet people, check on the strong people, you know.
Absolutely.
Enjoy your holiday. Anything else, Tay?
That about wraps everything up for me. We love you guys. Thank you for being patient with us. And you know, episode 5 is coming, which will be our season for now until season 2. We love you guys. Thank everyone for the support, and
we'll see y'all soon. All righty,
we're out.
Bye.